So if you realize the helplessness of the situation, in one sense, if I've been born here repeatedly, millions of times, in similar circumstances, why should I repeat the same mistakes that perhaps I've done millions of times? The Vedas say when you look through all the different life forms, you see some similarities. Ahara nidraya bhaya maitunam ta. Everywhere in all the existence, when we go from the village to village, you see the animals, the ducks, they're mating, they're searching for food, they need some little shelter. I saw the roosters and the hens, they have some little pile of hay or something, and they're raising their children in there. There's many amazing things you see here. And, you know, you lift up something and there's someone alive living under there with their family. So everywhere this is going on. So what will be the specific facility or advantage to be gained by being a human being? That is, we can inquire, just as you inquired me. That's human culture, human civilization, to ask, to look inward, to inquire, to look outward, inquire, why? Why all of this? Why me? Why me at this time and this place? What am I meant for? What is my purpose? What is my inner hankering beyond the necessities of life? So we'll realize that circumstantially, this is beyond my control. We try to establish some parameters for control within our lives. That's only normal, that's natural. And we do to a certain extent. But we cannot insulate or protect ourselves ultimately from this environment. It is a world of mortality. Sooner or later, we have to deal with that issue, mortality. And just temporary measures to increase our longevity through, whether it's science or health or exercise or whatever, we're not going to eliminate the inevitability of mortality. So that sort of hopelessness or hopeless feeling leads someone to feel a little humility, not the arrogance of humanism, that somehow we're going to learn to control this world, we're going to control the gene, we're going to control the atom, except we can't control ourselves. But we're going to control everything else and submit it, make it serve our desire. Like Srila Guru Maharaj pointed out, like the sun, and you know, of course, the Surya Namaskar. Why are they giving some respect to the sun? Because the sun's bringing illumination, heat, light, growth. There's some debt to be paid. So because they lived in a world of consciousness, and they're thinking the sun is also conscious, I'm a conscious being living in a conscious world, it's all conscious substance, some namaskar is being given, some recognition. But what is the modern approach? No, we can take the energy of the sun with our sun, what are those things called? Solar collectors, solar, you know, and the sun will work for us someday. I'll be your boss. Just the opposite idea of Veda is, no, I'm your servant. We've come to learn the nice word is servant. The more word to the point is slavery. That's against everything we've been taught in the modern humanistic approach to life. They told, when they heard that originally, the preaching of Krishna consciousness, we're all eternal servants of Krishna. The British said, oh, this Krishna consciousness, you're just teaching people to be slaves, bowing down and acting like a slave. But we don't allow that. That's against our culture, our civilization. We're training everyone to be masters. But this is just the opposite here. Actually, the heart is not really, truly looking for a master situation. The heart is looking for whom to offer itself to. Even in the modern world, even modern day educated humanists who are so indoctrinated into this master conception, when they become mothers or lovers or maids, they want to give themselves. That's the first, they want to give themselves to their lover, to their husband, their wife, or to their children, or whoever it is. That's what the heart wants to do. The heart wants to give. The heart wants to serve. But who is worth that? So the beginning stage, we're told, the approach will be humility. And this is negativity, but in a good sense. Why should we assume that negativity is a bad thing? We're only told that it's be positive under all circumstances. Don't be negative. But there are two currents flowing in the world, positive and negative. Why should we think that negative is innately bad or not good? When it comes to make currents for an electric light, we have positive and negative forces. Actually, when there's the right combination of them, then there's illumination. So in the spiritual life, negativity, the culture of negativity, and by this we mean humility, that's a good thing. And that allows for the current to begin to flow and for you to become used as an instrument. Like in modern day science, they have something called superconductors. You know, it means, like, you know what ceramic is? Ceramic. What's, the word must be similar in Spanish or Portuguese. Ceramic, like, you know Gurudev's, the cup. Cups, like drinking cups, we make them out of ceramic. It means like clay from the earth. When you're making pots, drinking cups, ceramics. Anyway, you can take these substances, and if you freeze them, you know, there's zero is freezing temperature, but if you go 10 degrees below, 50 degrees below, 100 degrees below, 300 degrees below, they achieve super conductivity. They can float, electric current goes through them purely. It's magical, the effect. It's called superconductor. Like just this wire is conducting electricity, but because of the rubber and the metal, it's not a perfect conductor. There's resistance. So when we come to speak of divine current, the resisting force is our ego, the master idea, like MasterCard, Visa, you know, Master. Their slogan of MasterCard's company is master the circumstance. With this card, you'll be the master. You need this. But we're telling the opposite. When through the culture of negativity, of humility, we realize the infinite is so great and I'm so small, but I'm a part, an integral part of the infinite. That is the wonderful, beautiful thing. So that humility should come to one naturally, as naturally as when we go to the ocean, you stand on the shore of the ocean and you think the ocean's so great and I'm so small. You look at the sky at night, like at the Krishna Shakti Ashram, you can see the stars very nicely, you know. You can see so many stars and think, this universe is so great, I'm so tiny and small. That means that natural humility is when you come in connection with something greater than yourself, automatically you feel humble. It's not an act, not like an actor or an actress who's holding their head down. We see those are external posing. Like an asan, the humility asan or something. Not like that. You will feel humility naturally when you come in connection with something greater than yourself. And when you come in connection with the infinite, you'll feel yourself even smaller. So that's what we talked about. Zero, negative 100, negative 200, negative 300. Then what happens? Superconductivity. So those great devotees who are so humble, they become superconductors for divine current, and they produce such literature as this, the Chaitanya Charitamrita and other things. And they will say, as in Bhagavad Gita, the speaker, he says, and this is a beautiful thing too. Remember, Krishna and Arjuna are in one place. The person we hear Bhagavad Gita from, he's not there. He's in another place. But by mystic power, he can see and hear what Krishna is telling to Arjuna. So he says, Vyasa Prasada Strutavan. By the mercy of my guru, Vyas, I could see mystically Krishna and Arjuna and hear their divine conversation. And I'm reporting that to you. So he became a superconductor for divine current by the mercy of his Gurudev. So from the beginning, middle and end, it is a question of offering ourselves. Just as at the time of initiation, you bow down and you made some offering. You offered the flowers, the different things. But really, you're offering yourself. That is what is wanted. There are the external ritualistic, symbolistic aspects of offering. But really, it's a question of offering the heart and soul to be an instrument for divine will as realized at the lotus feet of Gurudev. So Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprajnena sevaya. What is the meaning of bowing down? Pranipat, like when we bow down, which might disturb the people in the Western world. But what is this meaning? Srila Guru Maharaj would say, it's showing that I'm finished with this world and trying to estimate it according to my own ability. And I'm approaching Gurudev and saying, please enlighten me with your conception. The world will still be there. It's not going to go away. But there'll become a different way of seeing that world and viewing that world. And this divine knowledge that is given from guru to disciple is not to be used by us to serve us, but out of gratitude, we offer ourselves to serve that divine knowledge. So, you're approaching the service world, but you'll find your prospect there. We misconceived and thought that we would find happiness by being masters. Now, our approach will be different. Offering ourselves as servants, slaves, whatever the word is, to become instruments for that divine will and divine current. So, Srila Guru Maharaj, to conclude, at 92, he said, we shall also give our, with folded palms, he said, give our respect to any new person, because now that thing which we revere as reality, they've got a connection with that. Now, they have a connection, and that's why we're showing respect, to acknowledge that connection with reality. And he said, and God willing, in time, they may surpass me, and then I'll be in the position to receive some blessings from them. So that's the angle of vision of the highest devotee. He's showing his respect even to the newest person, because now they're connected to this divine substance, and such wealth is within them, and in time will come out. Hare Krishna. And I think it's time to finish. Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama.
Hari Harai Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Govindaram Sri
Madhusudan
Giridhari Gopinath Madana Moha
Giridhari Gopinath
Madana Moha Ketanda Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Ais Parikarsi Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Guru Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Paribrad Gacharya Asitaras of the Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Sri Rupanuja Guru Varga Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navajit Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Swami Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande
Ki Jai